Dundalk Community Theater is presenting Chess, the ABBA musical, through Sunday, May 5th at Dundalk Community Theater on the Dundalk Community College campus. With me in the studio is the director of Chess, John Amato. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to see you again. Thanks for having me on.
This is an exciting show with a score by two members of ABBA as well as Tim Rice, and yet it's not done very often. Why is that?
It's a very vocally demanding score. We are blessed to have three singer-actors from Baltimore who just knock your socks off with their vocals. We have Amy Agnese doing the part of Florence, and Steve Anderson doing the part of the Russian, Anatoly, and Ken Ewing doing the part of the American champion, Freddie Trumper.
This is about a chess tournament based on a true story, actually, but there are a lot of politics involved, Cold War things too as well, yes?
Yeah, it's loosely based on the famous chess championship between Boris Spassky and Bobby Fischer. The show takes place in 1988. The setting is a world chess championship between the respective American and Russian champions. And these two guys are competing not only for a chess title, but for the affections of the same woman. It's a love triangle. And at the same time that they are dealing with the stresses of both the chess match and this romantic triangle, their lives are being manipulated to a great extent by the two superpowers. Both countries have their agents there, the KGB and the CIA, and these guys are desperately trying to control the actions of these three people to further their own political agendas. The game of chess becomes a kind of metaphor for the entire piece, because not only is the story being played out in the setting of a world chess match, but these characters eventually become pawns themselves in this kind of grand political chess game.
And they're trying to control not only their behavior in the chess tournament, but their personal lives as well, yes?
That's exactly right.
There are some very famous songs from Chess, One Night in Bangkok, of course, and I know him so well. What are some other musical highlights?
Well, the show was, as you say, conceived by Tim Rice and the two guys from ABBA. And before they even staged the show, they released a concept album, partly to fund the staging of the show and partly to see how the material would fly with the public. The singles that you've mentioned, One Night in Bangkok, and the duet, I Know Him So Well, which was covered eventually by Whitney Houston and her mother Sissy, and I think Barbara Streisand at one time, and also the songs Pity the Child and Endgame have all been released as singles and did very well on the Billboard charts.
Who's doing the choreography and who's conducting?
Tom Wyatt is doing the choreography. He's well known to the Dundalk audiences because he just directed our production of Titanic earlier in the season. He is also playing the Arbiter in the show. And the music is being done by Glenette Schumacher, and our orchestra conductor is Tim Veets. They're all Dundalk veterans.
And the set really reflects the plot of the show, doesn't it?
The show takes place on a huge chessboard, and it lends itself to all kinds of good things. We're really happy with it.
This is Chess, the ABBA musical, being performed at Dundalk Community Theater through May 5th. That's on the Dundalk campus of the Community Colleges of Baltimore County. And for more information, the box office number is 443-840-2787. That's 443-840-2787. With me in the studio is John Amato, who is directing Chess at Dundalk Community Theater. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.